Hello, everyone. This is Jesse Newman. I'm the director of Music Works. You are listening to Music Works Session 313. We're doing a podcast, an audio-only podcast, about the alto saxophone. We're starting our instrumental series, and I'm sure you've all been doing a lot of looking at screens lately. We thought it would be a good idea to just do audio so you can put your headphones on or sit down in a quiet place where you have good sound and quiet around you and really, really focus on the most important thing, the sound, the music. Of course, we love watching videos and love doing demos with screen share, but this is going to be a good chance to really tune in to the specific sound of the alto saxophone. And I have three examples I'm going to play for you. Each one features a different saxophonist in a different kind of setting, different band, different style. And we're going to talk a little bit about the common things, the things that are the same, and also the things that are different about all their styles. I just want to encourage you to really listen carefully. And that means when your mind starts to wander, or you start to think about something else, you maybe even get a little bit bored, just notice that and say, okay, I'll deal with that later, and come back to the music at hand. If you need to stop this podcast, maybe do 5-10 minutes and then pause it, go run around, have a snack and come back, that's absolutely okay too. Listening's hard, and listening critically, or listening really, really carefully, and thinking about what you're listening is hard to do. We're used to listening to music while we do other things like running around, playing ball, driving in the car, eating a meal. But we're going to focus today on just listening for the pure joy of the music and hopefully to learn a little bit too. So let's get started with our first example. In our instrumental series, we're going to listen to the alto saxophone. The alto saxophone is part of the woodwind family because it has a little tiny piece of wood called a reed in its mouthpiece, and when somebody blows into that mouthpiece, the reed vibrates and that makes the sound. But it is made of metal, and there's different sizes. The alto is kind of the second smallest, almost the smallest. And it's got the second highest pitch. And even though most alto saxophones are built the same way, they sound very different depending on who's playing them and how they're using their breath and their body and their fingers, and also, most importantly, their imagination to make music come through. Let's check out the first example. So what you just heard is actually a duet of two saxophones. The one, the lower pitched one in your right headphone is a tenor sax, and the one in the left that's usually the higher pitched one is an alto sax. It's being played by a man named Andrew D'Angelo. He lives in Brooklyn, New York, and he is a really, really interesting musician. This saxophone duet starts with just the two saxophones and no other bandmates. And that's going to change very soon. But there's something very exciting to me about the way Andrew plays the alto saxophone. It's a little bit shaky sounding, almost like a little tiny bit nervous sounding. maybe almost a little bit shy sounding. You know, sometimes if you're talking to like a grandma or grandpa and they have something to say and their voice kind of wavers a tiny bit, but you can tell that deep down they're really saying something important. That's kind of what this reminds me of. And it's very, very exposed. So there's nowhere to hide. It's just the alto and the tenor next to him. They play this melody very sweetly. And it almost sounds kind of like a nursery rhyme or maybe like a folk song. But in a second, the rest of the band is going to come in. And this band also has an electric guitar and a drum set. And the rest of the band is going to play something really kind of loud and rocking. So prepare yourself. And I want you to listen and see how different, or maybe not so different, that same melody the saxophones play sounds when you're hearing it with the rest of the band. Take a listen to this. So it's a pretty different sound, or at least a different kind of scenario. It's like you're kind of watching the scene in a different way. I really like the way the band comes in, and it's so loud and so rocking, but it still feels really joyful and happy. Doesn't sound to me so angry. It sounds like proud, like almost like someone taking a victory lap, you know, after they win a super important race, or they've gotten to the end of a superhero movie or something like that. I don't know, it just has a real celebration kind of feel to it. And it's kind of like it makes everything they're saying even more important because they have all this support behind them. And his sound, it's a little unusual. It's not very delicate, or it's even a tiny bit sloppy sometimes. But I think that's one of the really wonderful things about music and about playing an instrument is that, you know, while you want to get all the notes right and you want to be playing with the band in the same style, you do get to express yourself like an individual. And so, this guy, Andrew, has been playing saxophone for a long time and practicing for a long time, and that's really how he wants his voice on the instrument to sound.
Thank you.
That first piece we just listened to was recorded pretty recently, just a few years ago. And we're going to move back in time a little bit now to another saxophone player named Gary Bartz. Gary Bartz is still alive and playing saxophone, making a lot of music. But this song we're going to listen to now is called Celestial Blues. And celestial means having to do with the stars and the universe. And sometimes it also means like includes some kind of like magical or like really big spiritual thinking. And I say that because when you hear his approach to the saxophone, the alto saxophone in this song, which was recorded in the mid-1970s, you're going to hear a different kind of attitude or a different kind of tone to his instrument. Let's listen a little bit to Gary Bartz and the Celestial Blues. So there's a lot going on in this song. Right away from the beginning, it starts out with this great beat. There's a congas playing and a drum set and electric bass. And the song before us didn't really have like a steady beat. It had a pulse and it had a rhythm to it, but it didn't have that steady locked-in beat. And this beat is really funky. It's kind of coming out of like disco music and soul music. And so the bass player and the drummer and the percussionist really set up a nice, strong, fun, easy, funky groove for Gary Bartz to come in and play saxophone melody. Now, he's also doing a duet, but this duet is different than the last one. The alto saxophone is again in your left ear, and in your right ear is a vocalist whose name is Andy Bay. He's a really accomplished, great jazz singer, and it's a little bit of a strange combination, but he's singing these lyrics, this kind of poetry, about expanding your mind and meditating and thinking about the universe. And at the same time, Gary Bartz is playing his alto saxophone and kind of like singing along too. He has a real vocal or voice-related kind of sound. He really pushes the air through, and he likes to play in the high register of the saxophone, and it almost has a little bit of like a growl and a shout to it. Not just loud, but like he's really speaking and singing in an excited kind of way. And you can hear that he kind of alternates between playing the melody with the vocalist and also improvising or making up his own melodies from his imagination in between the phrases. Let's take another listen to some more of his soloing or his improvising, making up phrases on the alto saxophone with the rest of the band. You know, Gary Bartz, the saxophonist, is really so great that he makes it sound easy, but it's a very difficult thing to be playing melodies with another musician, so in this case, with the vocalist, but also to be making up your own improvised solos at the same, not at the same time, but alternating back and forth with those melodies. And the whole time, he's got to keep his rhythm steady, he's got to stay in the right key and play the right notes, he's got to keep the sort of energy of the song up. It's almost kind of like, you know, when they're singing about singing to the heavenly bodies, which he means the stars and the planets and all that kind of stuff. He's equal parts staying on Earth, so he's playing the melodies and the part that's written out and the part that we know on Earth. And then he's soaring into these improvised solos way up high in the sky in this kind of made-up creative place. I don't know if they really thought of it exactly like that, but I definitely get the sense that this song is kind of taking you on a trip back and forth between the things that we know about and the things that we kind of think and dream about. If you're looking for an extra challenge, pay attention to the way the electric bass, which is kind of in your right ear, is playing melodies also. The electric bass is playing the rhythm with the drums, but also playing a lot of melody along with the saxophone, kind of bouncing ideas off him too. So listen to that relationship also and see what kind of conversation they're having. Here's the end of Celestial Blues by Gary Bartz. Let's listen to how they finish out the song. We're going to move on now to one more example of the alto saxophone. Obviously, there are so many hundreds and thousands of musicians who play alto saxophone and who have different styles. We're going to focus on one more right now. This is a man named Julian Cannonball Adderley. Cannonball was his nickname because he's kind of a big dude. This recording comes from earlier in the late 1950s. And it's with a man named Miles Davis, who's a very famous trumpet player. Miles Davis had several bands, and one of the bands featured Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone for many years. The style is a little different, so we're going to start off listening to the entire band, which includes drums, acoustic bass, piano, tenor saxophone, trumpet, and alto saxophone. See if you can pick out the alto saxophone out of all of those voices, and then we'll talk a little bit more about his particular style. So this kind of music is what we call a swing style. The eighth notes, instead of being straight up and down, one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and, they have kind of a one and two, three and four and one and two, three, four and one, two and three. And it really came from, that style really came from dance music. Way back when people wanted to dance, well, not way back, but back a little further than you guys when you were born. That swing drum beat was easier to dance to. So that's where that style came from. And then it eventually became something that musicians wanted to play on without vocals, without dancing, just playing on their own. The band played the melody, and the alto saxophone is in your right ear. Trumpet and tenor saxophone, a larger one, are in your left ear. But after the melody, everyone's going to take turns improvising, playing different solos. So we heard a piano solo, and now we're going to go on to the alto saxophone solo. So to my ears, Cannonball Adderley is playing the alto sax in this style that is obviously has a swing to it. It's got a lot of blues kind of phrases and lines. So the blues is very soulful and has a lot of color and kind of swagger to it. But also, he is kind of like almost bouncing along on top of the band. There's something real fun and kind of lighthearted and just really beautiful and joyful about the way he swoops in and out of some of these notes. He's not playing the melody the same way that Gary Bartz did. He's just freely improvising and making up his solo. But there's a lot of interaction between him and the rest of the band, especially the drummer. He is really rhythmic, and when he has these phrases that go soaring up and then they come crashing back down, if you listen to the drums while he's doing it, you can tell that they're totally connected. He does play kind of loud, and he has this big, warm, kind of smooth sound, but he never sticks out or shows off too much. He's still really inside the style of the band. Let's listen to the way they finish out the song, playing the melody together. See if you can pick out the sound of the alto sax in your right ear. So if you made it through that whole listen, congratulations. You just checked out three very different, but very exciting, very dynamic, and really, really artistic examples of the alto saxophone. Again, we heard Andrew D'Angelo in a band called Human Feel playing the alto sax. Then we listened to Gary Bartz playing Celestial Blues. And then finally, we listened to Cannonball Adderley playing with Miles Davis on a song called Freddy Freeloader. I hope that you were able to focus on the sound, the tone, the emotion, and also the style of the band as they were playing, or as the saxophone was playing with them, and they were playing together. And I encourage you two things. One, to go back and re-listen to this podcast now that you've got some things to pay attention to. See how much more you pick up the second time around. Also, I'd really encourage you to go online and consider purchasing this music. I know it's really easy to stream things for free all over the place, but just keep in mind that musicians are people with homes and families and cars, and they need to earn a living just like all the other adults we know. So consider going online and purchasing either for your collection on your phone or your iPod, or even buying a real physical copy like a CD or a vinyl record to keep at home. It usually comes with some pretty cool artwork. In any event, keep listening. Thanks for joining us for Music Works instrumental series. This has been session number 313. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Jesse Newman, director of Music Works. You can check us out at www.musicworksnyc.org. Please get in touch with us if you have any comments or questions, or if there's anything else you'd like to hear, and we will talk to you soon.